One person is dead after an avalanche struck a party of six skiers outside of Haines yesterday. The avalanche was reported shortly after 11 o'clock in the morning. Two of the skiers were apparently buried in the snow. Tara Bicknell has more on the story.
35-year-old Rob Lieberman of Telluride, Colorado, was guiding a group of five skiers for Chilkat Valley Company Alaska Heli Skiing when the avalanche broke around 11 a.m. Tuesday. It buried him and 26-year-old Nikolai Dodov of Truckee, California. Lieberman is confirmed dead, and Dodov was on life support at the Haines Clinic Tuesday afternoon, awaiting transport to the Harborview Hospital in Seattle. Next of kin has been notified, says Alaska State Trooper Josh Bentz.
The avalanche actually was on Taquin Ridge on a run that they call Swanies.
The avalanche happened at a backcountry ski area northwest of Haines that skiers access by helicopter. The two men were heli skiing when the slide occurred and were buried about 7 feet under the snowy debris. Kalihini Valley and Haines fire departments responded to the scene, as did other skiers via helicopter shuttle, state parks, wildlife troopers, and Trooper Bentz.
Two people were receiving CPR, and they were able to get them out of the snow and transported back one was transported back to 33 Mile, the other was transported to the Haines Clinic. And we have one confirmed fatality, and the other is not confirmed.
The avalanche occurred on Taquin Ridge, about 20 air miles northwest of Haines, and near a helipad used by skiers at mile 33 on the Haines Highway. The remaining ski party located the two missing men using avalanche beacon equipment.
One patient was transported to Haines via helicopter. The other one was transported via helicopter to 33 Mile Roadhouse, where he was transported by ambulance to the Haines Clinic.
Other skiers said Rob had gone down the run first, with five clients following. Then the avalanche broke as seventh skier Nikolai followed last. Skiers called it a massive avalanche, with a six-foot crown breaking the slab at the top of the avalanche track. The helicopter was still overhead at the time and relanded to help unload skiers for the recovery. They added that Rob was found with a glove off and a radio in his hand, which indicated to fellow skiers that he had found a safe spot and was radioing to the chopper. The surviving victim is being transported to Seattle. No other injuries were reported in the accident, and all skiers are accounted for. Although this winter has been a deadly avalanche season in the lower 48, this could be the first avalanche fatality in Alaska this season. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.
A pilot and a passenger survived a floatplane crash yesterday near the Niblack Mine on Prince of Wales Island. Authorities say the two survivors were the only occupants on the aircraft when it went down. The de Havilland Beaver, owned by Ketchikan-based Southeast Aviation, crashed shortly after takeoff. Deanna Garrison has more on that.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Jeremy Dawkins, a search and rescue controller out of Juneau, says the Ketchikan Flight Station contacted the Coast Guard at around 11 o'clock Tuesday morning to report an emergency locator transmitter was going off in the vicinity of Annette and Gravina Islands. Upon further investigation, Dawkins says the Coast Guard discovered a floatplane that was traveling from the Niblack Mine to Ketchikan had been reported overdue.
We put out an urgent marine information broadcast on behalf of having a Good Samaritans or anybody in the area to just keep an eye out for any correlating information. A Good Sam in the vicinity of Niblack reported to us that they came upon a plane in the water and two survivors on the beach.
He says a boat out of Niblack picked the two up and brought them to a stationary barge at the Niblack Mine. Dawkins says the two were transported by helicopter to the Peace Health Medical Center in Ketchikan.
There were some injuries. They were banged up pretty good. They are mobile and they are stable at this time.
KVRS Incident Commander Jerry Kiefer says two helicopters out of Ketchikan responded to the scene, one operated by Guardian Flight and a second Temsco helicopter chartered by KVRS. He says medics treated the two on scene before they were flown on the Guardian helicopter to Ketchikan. Kiefer says the Southeast Aviation floatplane crashed not far from the Niblack operation on eastern Prince of Wales.
The aircraft is on the beach at the mouth of the bay, partially submerged.
Kiefer says a crash occurred right after takeoff.
The pilot of the aircraft indicated that it was during the takeoff and climb out evolution.
The National Transportation Safety Board launched an investigation into the crash Tuesday afternoon. NTSB investigator Chris Shaver.
We don't have any details on the circumstances of what precipitated the accident.
Shaver says personnel from NTSB or the Federal Aviation Administration would travel to the area to conduct an on-scene investigation. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.
The price of Brent crude oil is $125.99 a barrel this morning. West Texas Intermediate is at $106.36 a barrel. Gold is down over $26 this morning in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,648.70 an ounce. Silver is also down, currently at $32.97. Dallas CV won the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race yesterday, becoming the youngest musher to win the nearly 1,000-mile race across the state. CV, who turned 25 years old March 4th, the day the race officially started north of Anchorage, was the first musher to reach Nome at 7:29 Alaska time last night. Ann Hillman has more on the story.
Dallas! 25-year-old Dallas Seavey led his dog team down the chute to cheering crowds of onlookers in Nome. As the winner of the 40th Iditarod, he received a check for $50,400 and a new Dodge Ram truck. His face was beaten red by the wind. His dogs looked thin and tired, but healthy. His two lead dogs dozed off in his arms as they were adorned with garlands of roses. The newest and youngest champion shook the hands of grasping fans and posed for pictures with his family. Stevie went into the race saying he would win, and in fact came out on top.
Well, there's a little sports psychology in there. When you go to win something, if there's any option but winning, you're not going to be first. You got to put in your mind that I am going to be there first, and you got to be prepared to be disappointed.
But that doesn't mean he underestimated his competition.
Every light that I saw, I thought was the headlight of a musher about to pass me. When you got Ramey Smith and Allie Zirkle behind you, it doesn't matter if they're half a day behind you. You better be looking over your shoulder.
CV was filled with praise for his fellow mushers and their teams. After leaving the Burled Arch, he told crowds in the race headquarters that he knew his team wasn't perfect, but with the right guidance, they could do it.
So we had a very fragile team, but it was just a perfect team if run correctly. So we had to exercise a lot of patience, which was pretty difficult on my behalf there. Always trying to hold this team back and just be patient. We spent the first most of the race building a monster, a dog team that could not be stopped, building that team that had the speed, a healthy, strong bunch of dogs. And then, by the end of the race, we were ready to start using that stored energy, basically.
Exactly an hour later, Allie Zirkle joined Stevie at the finish line. She met the cheering crowds with her typical good nature.
I always thought I could beat him, but I didn't. we had a really good group of dogs this year, just a really good group. They're a little older now, and so we put an aggressive plan together originally, and the thought was hopefully I could stick to the plan, not the dogs. We knew the dogs could. And I had a little hiccup on the run from Caltag to Uniclete, and that's kind of where Dallas said, see ya. So.
Zirkle said her team was sometimes a bit slow to really get moving.
I was telling them, the old men who were sitting on the couch watching a football game on a Sunday afternoon, where you're like, hey, will you please go do the dishes? And it kind of takes them a while to get off the couch and get up and go do the dishes, but once they do, they did a really good job. That's my team.
She accepted her second place finish with good humor.
I can tell you the one thing that Dallas and I do similarly is we watch our dogs and we run our dogs, and I really respect that of you, Dallas.
Nice.
It's a good way to run dogs. I still would rather have the truck than you.
35 minutes later, Ramey Smith arrived in Nome, taking third. In Nome, I'm Ann Hillman for APRN.